Protesters are in full force again, and what do they call themselves? The Climate Change Extinction Rebellion or something?
Well done, yeah. Extinction Rebellion. It's International Extinction Rebellion Week.
Oh,
that's why they're brilliant. All, they've quit their jobs. Oh, no, they don't have. And they've decided, even today, they're having a sleep-in. It's been a hard week for them, 10 a.m. this morning.
Oh, 10 a.m. Oh,
10 till 6, so Willem Jolly Bridge.
Can get to work, and then they can do their thing.
But then they can't get home on a Friday. What's more annoying when you cannot get home? Now, a lot of people have been arrested all week. It was Elizabeth Street, George Street yesterday, chained to everything, catamarans, cars. Eric Herbert, he is the serial pest, arrested 11 times.
It's been great. I've been chill out.
He was prepared to say,
until the government meets our demands.
Yanka Stone from 7 News. Well, the peaceful protests that aren't really that peaceful, well, not if you're stuck in the middle of them. Where is the protest today? We heard it's William Jolly Bridge in Brizzy. Is that where you are?
Well, right now I'm sitting outside Extinction Rebellion headquarters, which is in Queen's Garden. It's a lovely little camp that they've set up. They've got power set up for the camp, so a bit different for a climate change camp, I would have thought. Mm. There's a massage chair
really?
As well set up. Everyone's having a little bit of a snooze. Oh, no, some people are up. They're rolling up their swag.
Where are they getting their power
from?
Well,
they've been sleeping there.
They have been sleeping there, and they're attached to some sort of electricity, maybe in the building next door. I'm not sure. They're certainly not getting it from anyone riding a push bike or, you know, a little hamster on a wheel or anything like that. Maybe not doing their course any good at this point, but a slow start to the protest today. They are planning on occupying the William Jolly Bridge. That's the bridge that goes from South Brisbane across to the CBD. Oh. That's likely to kick off at about 10 o'clock. But geez, we've seen some stunts over the past week or so. They're certainly very creative in what they do. Yesterday it was a pink catamaran in the middle of the road. There was someone attached to a car. There was that weird funeral procession through the streets, and there's people glued to the road as well. So lots of different things they've got planned.
Oh, yeah. If they had put this creative time into actually working, that'd be good employees. But hey, how frustrating is it? You're there for you and for the police officers. Are they finding it really frustrating?
Well, look, I guess for police, that they say everyone has a right to protest and they just want to make sure that they're doing it safely. I guess the frustrating thing is they're locking the same people up day after day and they're getting let out day after day. And we are seeing the same faces. It's a fairly small core group of protesters that are causing this disruption. Personally, I understand that they do have a right to protest and they are doing it for the right reasons. And I guess, you know, the cause does need to be promoted, but it's being done in the wrong way. The execution is poor. Seeing yesterday, I was outside where the pink boat was. There was a group of 12 protesters. There would have been about, I don't know, 40 police officers. There were ambulance crews there. There were firefighters there. So many of our emergency services are tied up in this. And I would hate for someone to be in a real emergency and then be caught up in either the traffic or not having people to respond to their emergency too. So I can understand the frustrations of people as well.
Well, Bianca, I don't know how you do your job. I couldn't. And you're a mum, and I don't know how when you were right next to Smuggy McSmugface, Eric Herbert, who has been arrested 11 times, the serial pest, I don't know how you don't pull a mum line on him and go, get it together, get a job, wash your hair, home.
I'd go a bit hard.
You know what? I have said a few of those things to Eric, but I've known him for a few months now. When we first met, he actually, between you and I, tried to pick me up.
He's got great taste.
Yeah.
He's got good taste.
Yeah, so I didn't mean yuck as in that.
He doesn't like being called the serial pest, but I do like to call him the dud triplet because his two sisters, he is a triplet, his two other sisters are Insta models and are fantastically successful, and he comes and protests.
Oh, okay.
Here's the problem. They all need attention, and that's his only way to get it. Now we know. Now we're at the guts of it. If you're arrested 11 times, why aren't you in jail? Why aren't they all just put in jail until the end of the week?
Well, interesting, isn't it? He is in custody at the moment. He's currently sleeping on the hard cell floor at the moment. But they're treating that like a slumber party as well. I don't know if you saw the pictures inside the watch house. One of the protesters smuggles a mobile phone in. They're doing Tai Chi. They're having a great old time in there. Well, I reckon from the police I've spoken to today, that will be cracked down on today because they won't be putting up with that kind of behaviour.
Need to give them a shower with the old fire hose. Remember, they used to do that in prison. Hey, Bianca from Channel 7, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.